Pradyumna. We sit around the fireplace in the library. All six of us are back.
Wine?
Lottie says, holding up a bottle. None for me, thanks. I sit back in my chair. After the police came and carted Betsy away, effectively putting an end to season 10 of Bake Week, we were all a bit shell-shocked. We gathered our things and were taken to a local motel for the night in the back of several police cars. The police questioned us all afternoon. I told them what I knew, about Lottie and me searching for clues about her mother and how Betsy had admitted killing Agnes in a jealous rage as a child. She probably wouldn't have had any jail time. She was only a minor at the time, were it not for Archie's death. That part is still a bit murky to me. Do I think that Betsy killed him? I don't know. I look across the room at Hannah and Stella. They are leaning into each other on the sofa. It's funny how they've bonded. I remember watching them together during Bake Week. They did not take to each other at first. They almost seemed repelled by each other. It doesn't necessarily mean anything, of course. People bond when they share a trauma, and we all lived through a trauma that night. But I do remember those legs sticking out the side of Archie's bed that morning. And I know that when we gathered in the kitchen later, Stella's hair was wet. The discrepancies were enough to make me always wonder. But I am not in the blaming business. As I've said before, as someone with slippery morals myself, I'm not going to be the one to judge. And Archie was a bit of a twat. Did he deserve to die for it? Probably not. But people get all sorts of things they don't deserve. Take me in my millions. I certainly didn't deserve to make that kind of money from an app that is no longer even available. Turns out alerting people to available spaces was making people overly aggressive and caused a fist fight on more than one occasion. I've been trying to reframe how I look at my wealth. The way I see it, it's a tool for me to help people. Right now, I'm using it to fix up Grafton. We've hired Peter to do some repairs, which means that he is here too. Of course, we have him bring his partner Frederick and their little girl. That's the way we are here. The more the merrier. Or something like that. I'm happy to have them here. Peter has turned into a true friend. Lottie asked me once if I'm worried that I'll be sad when the work is done and he leaves. I thought, but did not say, that the nice thing about giant manor homes like Grafton is that the work is never really done. Besides, once we add the bakery building out front and resuscitate the old gardens, it will be a destination that will need a lot of upkeep. It's funny how things have changed for me. Before I came to Bake Week, I'd been depressed. I'm not afraid of calling it that now. I was looking for solace in activities and drinking. It was because there was just me, I think. I look across the room at Lottie. She is sitting in the wing-back chair, her feet clad in a pair of fuzzy slippers. She looks like she has always lived here. Sometimes it's hard for me to even remember the way Grafton was before, when Betsy was here and we were all strangers. Who'd have known when I applied for Bake Week on a lark that I'd be changing the course of my life for the better? These people mean more to me than winning any competition ever could. Lottie catches my eye and smiles. They always tell you that you have to be enough for yourself before you can heal. And I respectfully disagree. I, by myself, was not enough. I think you need others to even be able to see yourself fully. The best way to find the value in yourself is by being good to someone else. There. You find your purpose, and that is the sweetest thing I've ever tasted.